to say this without sounding a little rude, but you're a lemon, like a bad car. There is something inherently defective in you, and you, and you, and me, and all of us in this room.
A young man wakes to the sound of the front door being slammed on. He's not sure what thinks it's a landlord, and a hole he can't afford in a situation that's tense. We're too overdue by weeks, so he goes and jumps a back fence. Continues on his quest, doing his best to gain a loan. He spent his nights out drinking and playing pokies on his own. Soon to have no home, he thinks he's due for a big win. Feels a glimmer of joy as he gets the free spins. But the winnings stay in, they never leave the machine. And signs to stop and fade faster than the credit on the screen. The night just being sleeping and weak at the knees, he fails to see the notice and he's now an evictee. But when he moves from his flat to his best mate's pad, he's already asking for cash, talking of problems he's had. But the lads know better, they tell him,
gain more employment, it's cool to stay for a little, but this ain't for your enjoyment. And come to think of it, this is becoming an addiction.
He's not listening to the message or even the words he's hearing. Feeling exhausted from the world, he lays down his head and hums a Santa's favorite game until he sleeps in bed.
You see, most gamblers, when they go to gamble, they go to win. We go to gamble, we go to lose.
An addicted driven sure wakes to the sound of the alarm and feels the pain of the strain, repetitive movement of the arm. It started out a couple of dollars, but dollars turn to notes, notes turn to paychecks, and cashed up turn to broke. The noose tightens round his throat as debt mounts up. He gets fired from work cause that till doesn't count up. Now he's cut from everything critical that he needs, just to sit in front of shiny lights and feeding his greed. Nobody wants him at the house or to help, cause they tried, and when things went missing, he looked in their eyes and lied. Abide by rules to this guy's just a myth, till his phone stopped ringing and his friends is what he missed. Felt gravity shift, saw that he's a void, but playing whenever possible, something he can't avoid. Toyed with the idea his friends are correct, but it's dismissed just as quick, so he doesn't know why they left. An ignorant man who's left to cope on his own. No place to go, he's new to not having a home. How'd this happen? He lays down and wonders why. He's sleeping under a bridge, but at least he's warm and dry.
Me, I never feel better or more alive than when they're raking the chips away, not bringing them in, and everybody here knows what I'm talking about. Hell, even when we win, it's just a matter of time before we give it all.
A homeless man wakes to finally face the reality of regrettable circumstance and his personal tragedy, the agony of not knowing when sleeping on streets will end, and if again will be accepted by his family and friends. His every personal battle fought while chained in shackles. We have doors of opportunity, his don't have any handles. Hopes dismantled, he remains a square one, not even noticed by most, but yet pitied by some. The voice in his head does nothing but scream and shout. All he thinks about's trying to find the easiest way out. So he looks for the sharpest object he can get, finds a knife but thinks twice before taking the next step. Is this what I want, or is this an emotional moment? He thinks long and hard before he takes a knife and throws it away no longer, that blade resting on his neck. He slowly stands up and moves forward step by step. Even though he's lethargic and finds it hard to breathe in, possibilities in life is what he's chosen to believe in. Chest sore from all this ongoing heart wrench, he cries and back to sleep on the local park bench.
Gambling's not your problem, it's this fucked up need to feel something, to convince yourself you exist. That's the problem. But when we lose, now here's another story. When we lose, and I'm talking about the kind of loss that makes your asshole pucker up to the size of a decimal point. Us lemons, we fuck shit up all the time on purpose, because we constantly need to remind ourselves we're alive.
Llena de rencores.